Here is definitely one of my very favorites on Vikings game plan. It is our film study with former coach and player, current analyst for the Vikings Radio Network, Pete Bursich. We get a chance to look at the adversary, and in this case, the Detroit Lions, with a sneaky good offense, right, with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, they do. They have a very effective offense, and I think Stafford has been the reason why the Lions have gotten better over the last couple seasons. He's added the mobility piece where he can scramble and get down the field. That's what he didn't do years ago when he was taking all those sacks. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of taken it to the next level. But defensively, they had some opportunities, and then they have some problems, and we'll get into some of those as well.
Yeah, Matthew is an equal opportunity quarterback, but when he wants to get into the end zone, as you will see here, he goes to his main man, Golden Tate.
Now, one of the things you can do with a veteran like Stafford is you can get five receivers out, and that's exactly what the Lions do here. What they're trying to do is clear the middle of the field with all these routes in the back of the end zone, tight end, get him up the field. The back goes out into the flat. He's the safety valve. But they take Tate, and they run him right here through the middle of the field. And you can see matchups with either linebackers or safeties underneath. And that's what they want to do is create that mismatch. Get your slot receiver one-on-one with a bigger body and go ahead and take advantage of that. So you can see protection holds up well. That's the key because there's only five-man protection, four-man rush. Look at that. No one is even close to Stafford. Look, there's a nice pocket for him right here that he could throw out of. So that's number one problem. Number two is you've got Golden Tate right here in space. So they vacate all these zones with all these routes, and they leave a wide receiver man-on-man with a safety who's just not able to cover him.
So my guy right there, is he doing the right thing?
Well, it depends on how they scheme it as far as does he take all crossing routes or do they pass him off? Because this guy over here took and stayed on the vertical route. So if he has to jump the crossers, then there's a problem because you get to right here, and that's where the decision has to be made.
Yep.
Does he stay up high and then he takes the crossers? Looks to me like they got a little bit of a bracket going on, but he's just too late. Golden Tate is just too much of an athlete, and that's what you're concerned about. When you let these guys run free like this through your defense, you're going to give them some space. So the ball is delivered, but then Tate is able to turn it up and then squeeze and get in the end zone. So basically, it's a good example of Stafford. You're able to send five receivers out.
Yeah.
You don't have to have extra protection in. You can read a defense real quick and then take advantage of it. All right, next play. This is a pretty amazing play, and it explains a lot about the game. On defense, if you score on defense, Paul, you win over 90% of your games.
I love this play.
And so this one, they came up just an inch short. But we're taking a look at Glover down here.
Glover Quinn.
Glover Quinn, who's just setting up. And he's setting up on the hash mark, almost like he's kind of baiting the quarterback.
Yes.
And what happens is, quarterback, he sees this. He sees one-on-one with a corner, and he sees all of this field. But the same thing as Glover Quinn, he knows that he's eventually going to get to the middle of the field. So he gives it kind of that quarters look, the cover two look, like he's going to be helping on this side of the field. And you watch at the snap.
And right away, you mentioned here, coming from the left hash all the way over there,
it's unbelievable. You'll see how much ground he covers. But this is the huge thing right here, is you get the play action. So the quarterback, right at this point, his back is turned to the defense.
Yeah.
And now he's starting to work his way back over where he knows his football's going. And then he just goes and gets it.
I mean,
he's breaking well before Ryan even has his arm back.
So he knew this play, right?
Yes, he jumped this route completely. He jumped this route completely. He saw it coming, boom, picks it off, and then turns defense into offense. Now, we're just coming off a game where he had three interceptions.
Yeah.
But again, scoring on defense, you win 90% of the time. And this is one of the reasons why the game came down to the last play.
And by the way, that was on Matt Ryan, Super Bowl quarterback, who's very safe with the ball.
Exactly. But any time a quarterback turns his back on a defense and you have a smart enough safety, he can do that. So running game-wise, the theme against Detroit is the zone, is to get these guys, these big guys up front. They're two defensive tackles. Don't move laterally very well. So they get reached quite a bit. And you'll see on this double team, they'll push this big guy real wide. What you can see is Detroit has two defenders out wide. So you know one of these guys is coming off the edge, or both, and that this guy is going to have to get into that A-gap, and none of which happens on this play. Mm. So Atlanta, zone block, turn and run. Turn and run and get all the defenders from Detroit flowing sideways.
Yep.
Hand the ball off, and then bam, there's your cutback. Get that defense from Detroit flowing. Now, you have to run the ball outside. You're going to have to toss the ball outside. You've got to get these guys inside flowing sideways. Yep. And then, boom, now you have a gap up the middle.
That's nice.
No, it's very nice. And it was just you give Dalvin Cook that much room to run. He's gonna tear up his defense just like Atlanta did. So what's the payoff? Everybody here has a gap. So this defensive tackle has that gap. This defensive tackle should have this gap. And watch what happens. This is a quick-hitting play. And what happens, this guard from Atlanta reaches the defensive tackle and just opens up this hole very quickly. Look at it. Head across the bow. Then he's able to wall him off. The center reaches out to make sure this three technique isn't coming in that A-gap. Boom, he gets up to the linebacker.
Mashing.
And then off to the races we go. I mean, this is a quick-hitting dive. And look at this, you're in space. So Atlanta was able to get the running backs up to the second level, and mainly because of just plays like this. Now, you run the ball, Now you get a chance to open it up on play action. So you see before the snap, right, what is the quarterback seeing? He sees his linebacker walk up. He knows he's getting pressure, right? He knows he's getting pressure. So that probably means man-to-man all across the middle of the field. So he knows where to go with it. Turns his back, play fake. They've got the screen exactly the way they want it because now they got him outnumbered.
Yeah.
You've got three Falcons and only two defensive lines in this mix.
Taylor Gabriel.
So we have receivers that like this. Stephon Diggs, you know, Adam Thielen even. I think all of them has this kind of catch the ball, get upfield speed. Look at that, to the second level.
That's nice.
And make it happen. You got to finish the play.